Be encouraged. God always wins. Fellow believers, have you noticed how tough times can soften our hearts to rely on our eternal King more and this temporary world less? Suddenly, little aggravations don't matter anymore. Immediately, we deeply realize God is God and we are not. And He is sovereign in His righteous, holy, and loving reign. You know, people in the world frequently forget this. God is God, not a genie. And this world is temporary. But things like the media, culture, things like that, they want you to think about this world alone. But we need to remember that what is eternal matters most. And that's an understatement. God loves us. But this world is in rebellion against God. It's up to our Creator to set the terms, not us. It's up to Him to define us. His love exceeds anything this world offers. Ask Christ to rule and save you. He's the only way to heaven. And Jesus Christ said that, and He never lied. Every prophecy met fulfillment in Christ and presented miraculous statistical evidence against all odds. Yes, Christ Jesus is the only way to experience unstoppable hope here on earth and a guaranteed place in heaven. You and I can trust Him 100% for eternity. Romans 8:38-39 says, "For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present and threatening nor things to come nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Remember that our eternal God remains good, and His exceedingly good purposes, promises, and plans continue. It is up to us to accept Him and not reject Him. When we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, rely on Him and what He did on the cross for us in our place, bearing the punishment for our sins, that is what life here and life hereafter is about. It's the only way to have eternal life, and that is in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3, 13-15 says, "But in accordance with His promise, we expectantly await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So, beloved, since you are looking forward to these things, be diligent and make every effort to be found by Him at His return, spotless and blameless, in peace, that is, inwardly calm, with a sense of spiritual well-being and confidence, having lived a life of obedience to Him. And consider the patience of our Lord, His delay in judging and avenging wrongs as salvation, that is, allowing time for more to be saved. So, my friends, be encouraged. God always wins. The cross reminds us that, in spite of the ultimate suffering, Christ always wins. Yes, embrace Him and focus on His face as you experience His grace, which is sufficient today and every day, my friends. That's what I'm going to be doing too. Thanks be to God who gives us a victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was 1 Corinthians 15:57. Prayer tip of the week. Focus on the victory of Jesus. Remember that He still loves you. He hates evil, and He will make everything right in the end. Thank Him for that in prayer, and share that with others who need prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for loving us no matter what. Thank You, Jesus, for dying on the cross in our place to bear the punishment for our sins. We accept You as Savior and Lord. We submit to You. We repent. We rely on You and You alone for salvation, not on our good works, but on You and the work You did on the cross. Thank You so much for never leaving nor forsaking us who know You. Thank You, thank You. We pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Ask for Your best for each request. Pray for all listeners right now that they would experience what it means to know You in the deepest possible way. And we praise You and thank You that victory remains secure in You. In Jesus' name, amen.